Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, you're probably wondering why in the heck I keep saying financial advocate for the entrepreneur. If you haven't listened to my previous episodes, you'll realize that I'm a huge proponent, especially if you're in business, that is your number one investment. It's got to be your number one investment. You know, because you'll get people out there, financial people all the time saying to invest in this, invest in that, but they never really tell you to invest in your businesses. Why? Because they make commissions off telling you to invest in the other crap, right? And so I am the financial advocate for the entrepreneur because I'm the one that's telling you, hey, your business is great. Yeah, you can do other investments and there's great things you can do that's more non-traditional and out of the box. But ultimately, your business is the thing that's going to create wealth for you if you do it right. So grateful to have you out today. Be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You know, check out our free blogs. You know, we've got also our download on there, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can get on that page there. And also, if you say, hey, Chris, I feel like I'm making more money, but I don't know where it's all going, or man, I would love to get my money working for me so I'm not always working for my money. If you're that person, you know, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and let me know how I can serve you. So today I want to talk about a law that I was shocked I haven't actually done an episode on. Out of the 100 and some odd episodes we've done, I haven't actually done it on this law. And this law is critical for success. And so this law of the law of exchange, let me talk about this a little bit and what inspired this. You know, I've been talking to a few people over the last, you know, week or two, and it's fascinating that there are people out there, as they're talking to me, they'll say, yeah, Chris, I don't know what's going on, but boy, I'm having a hard time getting people to pay me, you know, and there's different reasons for why people may or may not pay you, but they're saying, yeah, it's just really hard. Like people keep putting me off on how they're going to pay me. And I've heard multiple people say that recently. And I told them, I said, well, guess what? You're not the only one. Like there, that's a very common thing that there tends to be waves. I noticed that there's, you know, I don't understand it all. I don't understand exactly why it happens or how it happens. All I know is that there are moments when it seems like nobody wants to pay you. And then there's moments when it seems like everybody wants to pay you. And it's, sometimes it is mindset based. Sometimes it's based on where your situation is with scarcity and money. And other times it's just the way that people are. People go through waves as well. It's not just something you're attracting. And so it's okay if you see that. This is why I'm such a big proponent of having savings, not spending everything that you make, because you know, you need to make sure that you keep a level head while you're going through this. And so I want to talk about the solution, you know, how you can do this. And really, this is a call out to each of you to make sure that when you see these kind of signs happening, you can actually do your part in preventing it, or at least not prolonging it, because it's a thing that we're all interconnected. I think if you were to look out there today, maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't, and that's fine. But I believe we're all interconnected, that we're more connected than sometimes than we realize, and that sometimes one problem that we're having, other people are having that same problem. And it's funny because I'll hear people say, oh, I feel like I'm the only one going through this, Chris. No, I just heard two people say that this week too. So are you the only one? You know, there's patterns. Sometimes people are going through good things, not just problems, but there's good things where people are all feeling very abundant and feeling great. And, you know, and there's seasons, there's everything. There's a time and a season, there's waves. You know, you name it, there's cycles. For whatever reason it is, there are cycles. There's things out there. And sometimes the cycle happens to be when people aren't exchanging. Now, if you want to create wealth, the real principle here is that exchange creates wealth. Exchange creates wealth. The faster that people exchange, the more money and more prosperous everybody becomes. So I want you to think back to times here. You know, look at the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, people went into scarcity. They went into fear. Did they want to exchange money? Did they want to spend money during those times? No, of course not. They were holding on to it with an iron grip. Now, think about this from a bigger scale. What happens when somebody holds on to money out of fear or just holds on to money in general? When you hold on to money, you don't do anything with it. What happens? Well, ultimately, other people don't get paid. Well, what happens when other people don't get paid? Well, jobs are lost. The economy tanks. They talk about all these things going on, the stock markets and everything, blaming it all on whatever might be out there. It could be oil. It could be other countries. It could be the dollar or whatever it might be. They're all blaming everything for the problem. But here's what it ultimately comes down to. You do not have to be a rocket scientist or an expert economist to figure out that when people stop spending money, other people stop getting paid. So when you stop spending money, people don't get paid. When they don't get paid, they don't have money to spend, or they go broke, they get laid off. So then they don't spend money. And when they don't spend money, ultimately you don't make money. So when people stop spending money, when people hold on to their money out of fear, especially when you come out of that saver mentality, people lose money. The entire culture or the entire society or the group that had the exchange happening or the lack of exchange are all becoming impoverished. So if you want to create more poverty, just stop spending money. It's a piece of cake. You know, even when people are trying to work, you know, now granted, there needs to be value, there needs to be labor, there needs to be something exchanged. That's key. And so there has to be that exchange as well. But when people don't pay you for that labor, when people aren't paying you at all, then what happens is that the economy tanks, that everybody starts being affected. Even if you're doing everything right, you can still be affected. You could be doing your passion, you could be living your dreams, but still, if as a whole, people stop spending money, you'll feel the pinch. You'll feel that there's an effect there. Still, people prosper during bad times. Even during the Great Depression, people still prospered. You know, there were people like John F. Kennedy's dad, where he was doing a lot of real estate investing and gobbling up a bunch of real estate. He was spending money when people weren't buying because things got cheap. So he started to spend money. You know, he took his wealth from $4 million to $100 million because of the Great Depression, during the Great Depression, because he saw opportunity. So number one, if you want to get out of this kind of funk, you know, it seems like people aren't paying you. One, look for opportunities. Look for what's not happening. Now, granted, I'm talking about little minor things. Like, this is not, there's no major things happening right now at the time of this podcast. Although when you're listening to this, it could be, there could be a time where this is happening. But the first thing you start doing is keep looking for opportunities. Look for ways to create value, to fill a need or a gap. When John F. Kennedy's dad was looking around, he said, look at this, real estate's just tanking. Like, people, there's nobody to buy the real estate. I'll buy it, you know. And the funny thing is, of course, in the first part of the Great Depression, he was actually a bootlegger. He was making his money through bootlegging. He found opportunity there too, you know, when there's the prohibition of alcohol, you know, but he got even more successful when he went away from that, because pretty soon alcohol did become legal again. They lifted that ban on alcohol. And then, you know, he went for the next opportunity, which was real estate in New York and things in areas like that. So look for the opportunity. Number two is start exchanging money yourself. Start doing it yourself. You live the example first. You know, it's interesting. It was a couple years back, and I might have shared this on one of my other podcasts, but I can't recall. But a few years back, I remember complaining about the same thing. I remember calling up one of my friends and said, hey, it's driving me nuts. It seems like nobody's pulling the trigger. They're not moving. They're not doing anything. Like, they're afraid to take a step forward and act. And as I'm talking to my friend, I kind of answered my own question, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I all of a sudden realized, I know what to do. I need to live by example. So what did I do? I decided to do a blog post. I decided to start promoting, you know, because you can exchange more than just money. I thought I exchanged value. And I thought, well, what can I do to create value for other people? You know, I want more referrals. What can I do? Send referrals. So I started, actually, like, I did a blog post, and you guys can even go to moneyripples.com. You can go a few years back and you'll see a blog post where I say I can't remember the exact title, something like the five things you need in business. And I covered five different areas in business that you need to do. And one of them was business coaches. Another one was sales. Another was marketing, technology, finances. Of course, you got to throw that in, right? Because money is a big key of business. And I started saying, here are the people I recommend, the people I trust, the people I've gone to as mentors or that I would recommend for you to use. And of course, in the financial, I put myself there, but I put other people too that weren't me, you know, because yeah, naturally I'm going to put myself there, but I put other people too. I said, hey, there's this person, this is where they shine. You know, you can use them for this. And so there was about 13 to 15 people I recommended that people go talk to. Now, that was in March of 2014 that I did that. So you could probably look it up. It was, I believe it was March of 2014. But what's fun is that it was April 2014 that I had my best month ever. And it did not come from those people sending me referrals. In fact, none of them sent me referrals until later on. Some of them have sent me referrals since. But for the next few months, none of those people sent me referrals. Some of them did thank me and appreciated it. But I'll tell you, like, the people and the money started rolling in after that that were totally unrelated to those people. I think that's a very key point. Why is that so important? Is because, you know, people, of course, can understand reciprocity. They've seen, like, where people say, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That doesn't have to happen. You know, the fact is I went and tried to serve. I tried to create value. Even when my natural human nature would want to withdraw inward and just be selfish or just work hard and just try to work my way out of it. But no, I said, no, I'm going to do what I want others to do to me. And of course, the next month, I had a humongous month. Even though that was a bad first quarter, that month more than made up for it. In fact, it was about a 3-week period alone that made huge amounts of money for me. And that's the kind of prosperity you want to create. And so you got to let that, you got to let flow happen through you. You got to make sure there's a value flow. And so, like I said, number one is, you know, look for opportunities. But number two is you got to live by example yourself. You got to let the flow happen yourself. And that could be a big leap of faith. If it's money flow, you know, you want more money coming in because people aren't paying you. Who aren't you paying? Look for people that maybe you're prolonging or procrastinating. Can you pay them? Now, I'm not saying go broke or go into debt for it, you know, like huge debt or anything, but, you know, find ways to start to try to pay those people, like get to loosen that up. Because if you loosen your grip on the money, what you'll see is that people will loosen their grip when they pay you. So look for those opportunities, look for ways to do that. And so, and then the third thing I would say, and this is the overarching part of this, is keep yourself feeling good. Keep yourself in a nice state where you're feeling good. You know, make sure you stay in that abundant state. Make sure you're doing the things that allow you to feel good. Make sure you don't just go into panic mode, but you start to say, you know what? I'm doing my part. Now let's let it go. Let's let everything work in my favor, because what goes around comes around and vice versa, right? So start looking for ways to get yourself in a better state. And I'll probably do another podcast on this later about changing your state and what that means, you know, but basically what I mean is getting yourself into a better place where you feel better. When you feel good, you tend to attract more good. You tend to attract more abundance in your life. When you feel bad or you feel off, you feel depressed, if that's prolonged, you can create more scarcity in your life, whether you know it or not. You've probably noticed that there's times when you're feeling the worst that it seems like things just keep getting worse. You feel like you're in a little toilet bowl which just kind of swirls downward. Well, if you want to come back up out of that, you got to get yourself to a different place. It requires changing habits. It requires you to focus on people. Focus on working with people. Focus on creating value for people. And if you haven't heard me say this once, you're going to hear me say it a million times. But it's there. Like, we are interconnected. Find ways to lead by example first and watch what will happen. By the way, when I did that blog post, it was another few weeks before I saw that money. It wasn't the next day. I still had a few weeks of faith that I was running on. You know, really running on almost those faith fumes, right? You know, it's kind of like gas fumes, but they're faith fumes. Running on it, hoping and making and praying and doing my best. And it wasn't just that one time, but there was multiple times. And guess what? It got out of it. And I can promise you, if you're going through right now, you're struggling maybe you feel like that people aren't responding to you, do it first. If you feel like people aren't, you know, attending your events that you put on, attend other people's events. If you feel like you're not getting money, start paying people money for services to hire them. If you feel like, you know, people aren't giving you the time of day, well, give other people the time of day. If you feel like people aren't reaching out to you or giving you referrals, give them referrals or reach out to them. Connect. Do the things that are necessary to create more prosperity in your life. If you start doing those things, you come from an abundant mindset, you feel good, and on top of that, you're looking for opportunities to serve. You're looking for ways to do it. Stop thinking about yourself so much and start focusing on what other people want. And I can promise you that things will shift. Things will turn around, especially if you do it consistently. Don't just do it when you need money. Do it all the time. Do it consistently, and you'll see that money will consistently show up. So stop making excuses. Stop giving in to the depression and the scarcity and all those negative thoughts. Start buying in that laws work. Principles govern the world, it governs our lives and the universe. These things work. They are guaranteed. They have worked since the beginning of time. They will continue to work. Focus on these things. Focus on creating exchange, because exchange creates wealth. And the faster you exchange, the more that everybody prospers. Just like the 1990s, we all prospered because everybody was spending money. It wasn't stock markets. It wasn't all those other things. It wasn't the economy. It was us. We are the economy. You are the economy. Create your own economy. Go and exchange, create value, create wealth, and have fun doing it. Everybody, make it a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.